I just wanted to thank everyone I worked with this year. Mark, Amy, Liz, Beth, you were all wonderful, sometimes a pain in the ass, but wonderful. What? Oh, you knew that was coming. So I wanted to, well, you'll notice my last name is Schmidt, and Samson comes before Schmidt. So I'm actually going to read some poems of Beth Sampson's, and then I'm going to read a response that I wrote after that. So what I'm going to read is from Water is Another Way to Sabotage the Throat. These things are too big. They break when we speak. Instead, she finds smaller things, a boat, a monster, a weed, things of nourishment, things of breakage, wrecking, fragments. There is not one beast, and none stay still. There is no rest or whole picture. Fragments are all we can. Make my monster a boat. Make my love sargassum. Allow my fragment to chip and shatter, scuttle upwards on the trade winds. Let me say hoarse latitudes and mean magic. This body starts in the sea, like waves. This was birthed by winds. Hoarse latitudes and calm spaces breathed one large and steady sigh and I. Eye of water speak collapsible forms, compounding. Always a new beginning. A false sense of fracture was brought upon, like the fetch of a wave breaking. I unknown wasn't told that the collapses of breath are the whole. One wave brings a drop of water, cyclically back to where it started. I untold compounded false fractures into unending breakage. Forever snaps like waves. Voices are required in recovery's curve. Here is the eye collecting. Story, my bodyhood. And from my room by the ocean, I sit and think that it is good to be from this. That it is good to move among bodies in the new age of biology and weather, that I, wind chaser, can move moves. I tell the men at the docks that moving a marina is easier than it looks, and I try an orange. It is clear tasting, and the juice pools at my clavicle. If that's what it's called, call it testimony, call it sabotage. I walk and I name the things I see. A new space created in the hole I'm leaving, removing myself in these moves, the lark, the lute, the boardwalk. These things are mine now. My owning is ingesting, a loosening, losing. Sometimes I let strangers move in the rooms I've made of the naming. Sometimes I tell them they can be the small lute-like instrument if they want. Some spaces I whisper, not existing. Sometimes I tell the small lute-like instrument or the room my secret of naming things, how I own all of this, even the strangers. Sometimes my throat wells up to pour out a sabotage to testament. Sometimes my clavicle hurts from all the naming and juices pooling, from letting strangers be things, real things, and I sit in my room by the ocean and think that it's good to be from this, the ocean, and to name names. This is called You, Melville, and Me. These things are too big. They break when we speak. Instead, she finds smaller things, a boat, a monster, a hollow, things of nourishment, things of breakage, an open space, fragments. There is not one beast and all are movement. There is no rest or whole picture. Fragments are all we can. Allow my fragments, allow them to call. In honor of his naming, he being the original inventor and patentee, holding that if he calls his own children after his own name, that likewise he should denominate after himself any other apparatus, such as this or any other apparatus to claim and own. Some days he thinks I am such an apparatus. Allow my own. Call it testimony, call it sabotage, I glide and I name the things I see. A new space created in the hole I'm leaving. I remove myself in these moments, but the things are mine. My owning is ingesting. Allow my fragments to collect the ingesting. Perhaps I was lulled into a listlessness of vacant, unconscious reverie by the ingesting of naming and fragment, blending into the cadences of wave and thought, floating through that loss of any identity, with the ocean surrounding me and the image of that deep blue, bottomless expanse, and every strange, half-seen, gliding, beautiful thing that eludes, every uprising fin of indiscernible form that captures the elusive, to form a long, extended, gentle rolling. Perhaps I took refuge in that grotto where the dark hollow and sea rock meet to form plains of culminating horizons. Away from bitter sun and naming, I dreamt of water where my body softens along with my words. The sweet water moves slow, and I am lost, am soft and sweet with slow words. Allow my loss to move words. These words cull and slowly fragment into a sweet monster body, a sea of words that engulf my own naming. One word brings a drop of water, cyclically back to where it started. It is the eye collecting to escape the hull. Allow my fragments to engulf the eye. And so the lulling ceases, the suspension of body in water presses images of cerulean close, and a fear of cartilage resting below surfaces. All is food and a continuation of the things that one cannot see. I imagine. And they rise as other things, things that glide and undulate, things that make me want, fragments that move words beyond names, and water that collects.